Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you freaking out? I don't think there's a reason to freak out other than it's going to be cold today and we'll see snow. Andrew Friedman is the meteorologist at NBC 12, and people are going to tell you I was kind of not hating on the weather guys, but mocking you guys a little bit. So I just want to, I'll fess up in advance, Andrew.
Is this something new?
No, I mean, it's the same thing you and I have been talking about.
Information?
20 years you and I have been doing this, so it's fine. But, you know, tell us what we expect this afternoon. This isn't a real snow event, is it?
I don't think so. I think there are a couple things working against it. You know, first of all, it was 70 yesterday. We're coming off a few warm days. And this morning was in the low 50s. And the rain that we're getting now is going to, you know, wet the roadways and, you know, keep them relatively warm. It's going to be really hard to cool the road surface temperatures down into the 30s to get this snow to stick. But I got a pretty, I would say, a moderate to high level of confidence that we're going to get either a rain-snow mix sort of midday into the early part of the afternoon, or just plain old snow. I think actual snow just going to be falling from the sky for a few hours into the early part of the afternoon. You'd think maybe noon to 3 or so.
Mm-hmm. So just a visual effect for us?
Yeah, absolutely. But I think for the most part, roads are going to be fine. I've got a little concern that, you know, if we get a dumping that's heavier than, you know, we're anticipating, you know, it's sort of like a high end. You look at a bell curve forecast.
Right.
I guess you could say it's about a 10% chance this would overperform and coat the roads. And in that case, you know, it'll cause a mess for the evening commute. But that chance of that happening is on the low end. It's just not zero.
So I'm looking at your forecast. You say 38 degrees is where we are in the afternoon. If we get to 4 and 5 in the afternoon and there has been more snow than you expect, will the temperature be below freezing at that point?
No, I don't think that's the case. But I do think that tomorrow morning, you know, for people commuting tomorrow morning and even just kind of walking, I could see there being wet spots on, you know, porches and decks and maybe side streets that freeze up, because I think we'll get into the mid-20s and it'll likely get below freezing by about 10 or 11 tonight.
Yeah.
So a lot of times you get sort of a, you know, something happens and we get through that thing and then it's the aftermath that can catch people. I could see some slip and falls tomorrow. I think there could be some icy spots tomorrow morning. And tomorrow the high temperature is only at 38. So we're going to be close to historical cold for this time of year for tomorrow, both in the morning, close to a record low, and in the afternoon, close to, if not tying, the all-time for November 13th record cold high temperature. So the high temperature forecast of 37 or 38 is close to as cold as it's ever been for a high temperature on November 13th.
What's normal?
63.
Oh, really? Okay.
So, yeah. So it's going to be, you know, a good 25 plus degrees below average. Just really cold batch of air. It's an Arctic air mass. And now this is going to moderate, you know, go back into the upper 40s Thursday, low 50s Friday. But we're going to stay well below average for the next week, meaning the upcoming weekend is going to feel like winter with highs only in the 40s. So for people doing the marathon or cheering or volunteering or working, half marathon, 8K, it's going to be chilly. But I do think Saturday is going to be dry.
Gotcha. What is the almanac tell you, or what's your instinct all these years doing this say about the rest of the winter? Is this an indication that it could be crazy? Or?
First of all, in you teasing me about our forecast, you know, we look at almanac forecasts with disdain. No science behind those.
What to get you for a Christmas present.
I'm gonna send it. I'll send it right back.
Okay.
A lump of coal, John. Right. So save the receipt. But the actually, it's good for it. It's got cool stories in there, and you know, moon stuff. But so there is not much of a correlation between November weather patterns and winter as a whole.
Really?
So I wouldn't say this means we're going to be super stormy. However, you know, with the way the weather has changed in the past two or three decades, there's a lot of good research that's showing that as global warming progresses, we're getting wavier, kind of stormier patterns. So even though the baseline's a little bit warmer than it used to be when we were growing up, the potential is still there for some large snowmakers.
All right. we don't have 10 minutes to do the global warming thing, but you're buying into the 30-year average changes. You feel confident that you can document that, and you will.
Oh, it's not. And I think even the scientists and the climatologists who come out against global warming in whatever way, even the legitimate respected scientists, they've all sort of transferred into, well, the Earth is warming, we're causing it, but we're not causing all of it. Mm-hmm. So they sort of move the goalposts. Instead of saying, no, this is a farce, this is fake, you know, the actual scientists who used to say this isn't a thing are now saying, well, it's a thing and we're probably causing a portion of it, but, you know, let's not ruin our economy as we try to mitigate it. So legitimate scientists, and some who I, you know, studied under at the University of Virginia, have said there may be some beneficial sides to human-caused global warming, and it's not warming as quickly as others are saying, but the consensus is quite clear and the data is quite clear that the Earth is warming and we're causing it.
Yeah, well,
now,
that's
that doesn't mean that you still don't get winter weather.
Right.
And it's really annoying to me when people say, hey, it's snowing out there. What are you talking about? Where's the global warming? Well, even though we may set some record cold, the pace of setting record high temperatures is just like absolutely blowing out of the water the pace of setting record lows.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate this forecast for today, and we'll have that conversation, I'm sure, again.
Andrew, sure, let's do it, and be ready for winter coming in just a few minutes.
Okay. Andrew Frieden, our friend, the meteorologist from Channel 12, you're always a good sport, and I appreciate you coming on.
Thanks. Have a good one, John.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.